You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. I'm thankful that you're tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us, for we're praying the Lord will use us and our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. We're opening our service today with Brother Ralph Craig singing for us, I Walk with the King.
In sorrow I wandered, my spirit oppressed, but now I am happy, securely I rest. From morning till evening, glad carols I sing. And this is the reason I walk with a King. I walk with a King, hallelujah. I walk with a King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. For years in the fetters of sin I was bound. The world could not help me, no comfort I found. But now, like the birds and the sunbeams of spring, I'm free and rejoicing. I walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. O soul near despair in the lowlands of strife, look up and let Jesus come into your life. The joy of salvation to you he would bring. Come into the sunlight and walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that through your love and through the gift of your dear Son, you made it possible for us to walk with the King. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. Wherever our broadcast is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will use it to be a blessing to precious souls. We're so thankful that we know you are no respecter of persons, that you love everyone, and that it is not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So make this service a blessing to precious souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
My God, sing the praise of your spirit.
Our subject today, walking in truth and holiness. Reading Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, that is, the manner of living, an old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to help them that are in need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. In the first verse of this fourth chapter of Ephesians, we read where the Apostle Paul wrote, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. So let us consider how we can do this. First of all, we must stop walking as the unsaved walk, in the vanity of their mind. Having this kind of mind, their understanding is darkened, and they are alienated from the life of God. This means the heart is blinded to the truth. And we read in verse 19, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness. And so that is not what the way Paul is telling us to walk. But you have not so learned Christ. Instead, walk in righteousness and true holiness. This is how you have learned Christ. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. So many people just quote part of that passage of Scripture, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But we need to take the first part of what Jesus said along with the last part. If you would be my disciples indeed, then if you'll do what I tell you to do, obey my teachings, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now Jesus said unto Thomas, when he asked about what was the way and the way that Jesus was going, Jesus answered Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we read in John 14 and 6. You were taught to put off the old man, that is, your former conduct, the former way of living. You lived before the sinful world and in the sinful world, and you did sinful things whenever you were the old man and following the sins of the flesh. But that is not what you learn from Christ. Now, you were taught by Christ to put off the old man. Let us read Colossians chapter 3 and verses 5 through 10. Beginning with verse 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, concupiscence, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So we see the difference between following after the flesh and living the old life and the new life that Christ ordained. And Paul is exhorting us to walk that new way, to live that new life. Put off the old man with his deeds and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul also tells us, if you then be risen with Christ, that is, you've been resurrected and made alive from the dead state of sin. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things on the earth. For you are dead, that is, dead to sin, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And that's Colossians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. To illustrate the difference between the old man and the new man, let us look at our text from verse 25 through verse 32. If we want to see the new man and see how he is to live, let us return to our text of Scripture. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that ye may have to give to him that hath need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but use the to speak that to which is edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. It should be easy for us to see the difference between the two ways that Paul is speaking of here, and we are to put off the old man, put on the new man, putting away lying, and speak every one truth with his neighbor, and for we are members one of another. The old man thinks nothing of lying. It seems that some people feel the best way out of a difficult condition is to lie about it, but not realizing that the Bible says the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. Telling falsehoods is to put in the same class with all of these other gross sins that Paul has mentioned here. Always telling the truth is expected of those who have put on the new man. Anger is what caused Cain to kill Abel. Anger causes many to lose control of their acts and deeds. There are some things that we can be angry about, but we are not to let those kind of feelings cause us to do something that is wrong. We can feel a sense of anger against misjudgment of people or mistreating of people and other things like that. But the anger, the righteous anger, is not going to cause us to do something that is contrary to the word and the will of God. Now, we are told, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, do not maintain or hold on to anger, lest it cause bitterness, which is contrary to the Scriptures. We are not to harbor ill will against anyone, but we are to love even our very enemies. For some, stealing is a part of the old man. With the new man, it's left him, and stealing has been left behind, and he works honestly and sincerely to provide for himself and for those that he is responsible for. Now, Zacchaeus, whenever he came down out of that tree there, whenever the Lord confronted him, he said, if I have taken anything by false accusation, I'm ready to restore it fourfold. And so, whenever we are living the new life, we will do our best to make our wrongs right and live in obedience to the truths of the gospel. If I've taken anything, Zacchaeus said, from anybody by a false accusation, I restore him fourfold. The old man doesn't worry or care what kind of foul language comes out of his mouth, but the new man not only avoids corrupt communications, but he seeks to speak that which is uplifting to those who hear him. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So we read in Psalm 19 and verse 14. The old man grieves the Holy Spirit, and that's a very serious thing. A new man will be careful to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and be led by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead, and whenever you're saved and filled with the Spirit, you have the privilege of being a temple, a vessel for the indwelling of the Spirit of God. Now, the new man seeks to live in the Spirit, I say, and walk in the Spirit, and to be led by the Spirit. And the Spirit of God will never lead us wrong. He will never lead us into darkness of false religion or sin of any kind. We are to love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And that's the fruit of the Spirit that we read about in Galatians chapter 5. Paul repeats some points. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. The old man and the new man are two separate beings. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now our subject is entitled, Walking in Truth and Holiness. May religious people do not believe a person can live holy, but whether they believe it or not, the Word of God teaches it. Some quotes the book, Bible Teachings by the late F.G. Smith. I have a quote here by F.G. Smith, the late F.G. Smith. Christ taught, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:34, 35, and 36. This is the uniform gospel standard. And that Peter taught, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his step, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21. The Apostle Paul also taught a sinless life. Awake to righteousness and sin not. 1 Corinthians 15:34 and 35. Almost the whole of the 6th chapter of Romans is devoted to the subject of the Christian being delivered from sin and living a holy and a righteous life. The Apostle John also taught it. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The same writers also shows we must live before Christ in a sinless state, for he says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 2 and 6. John also said, whosoever is born of God committeth not sin. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We trust the word has gone forth under the anointing of the Spirit and will be a blessing to souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us hear from you and telling us you enjoy the broadcast. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our fax number, or our email address rather, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.